I think my parents wanted me to go to a school that wasn't too far from home. Although I was a good student, I also liked to play. Yeah. And I think they wanted me to go to a school that would be very challenging. I would love to talk to my mother about why I went to the College of Worcester. It was great, but they didn't have national fraternities and sororities, which my mother was sort of anti-national fraternities and sororities. They had known someone whose daughter went there and said it was really, really, really tough academically. I think they wanted to send me someplace tough academically. Yeah. It wasn't too far from home. So I think, you had to go to chapel. There was required chapel when I went to Worcester. It's a Presbyterian school, yeah. But there was required chapel, which of course by the end of my freshman year of college, which was 1968, so think about being a freshman in college in Ohio, you know, just down the road from Kent State in 1968. I mean, there was no chapel by the end of my freshman year. There was no girls' hours in the girls' dorms by the end of my freshman year. All of that was there when I went. Wow. None of it was there by the end of that year.
Did you start off in psychology?
No. What did I start off in? I think drama, speech and drama. So at Worcester, you have to do a junior independent study project and a senior independent study project to graduate. And I did my junior independent study project in political science, and I did my senior independent study project in psychology. And I think I could have been a political scientist or a psychologist. I loved them both. It was actually my junior independent study advisor. He told me, I'll never forget it, he said he thought that there was at that time probably more career options for me as a woman in psychology than there were in political science. I mean, remember having that conversation in like 1970 with him, 1970, 71. It was interesting, so I did my junior thesis, which I still remember vividly, on Ralph K. White wrote this really interesting book about called Nobody Wanted War. It was about the sort of psychological processes underlying and the steps that were involved in the U.S. going to war in Vietnam. Sort of a mix of psychology and political science. Anyways, he was my advisor, and I remember him vividly saying he thought that as a woman, there's probably more career options in psychology than there were in political science. And it was intended as encouragement and advice, and I took it that way, and I ended up doing my major then in psychology. I didn't encounter social psychology till I got to grad school. So let's think about the time.
Yeah.
It's 1972. The women's movement is taking off. I'm going to school in Ohio. My boyfriend is going to medical school. I think it was assumed at that time that I would marry him. But of course, it was a different time. So I was interviewing for jobs in companies. And I remember interviewing for companies and getting nowhere. I have a very vivid memory of interviewing for Frito-Lay and being told by the human resources officer, you know, manager at the time, that they just didn't hire women in management, that they had tried that and it just upset the apple cart too much. And I ended up working for Rubbermaid as a secretary. So I only worked there from the time I graduated, which would have been in June, until September, which is when I got a call from my undergraduate advisor. It was a short-term position. It was very clear to me that I was not cut out to be a secretary, so couldn't even type very well. It's a fine profession, but it wasn't right for me.
Right. But you get this call.
Yes.
Had you been in contact with that?
Well, he was my undergraduate research advisor, Henry Lois. He called me because I was still living in Worcester. So Rubbermaid's headquarters was in Worcester, Ohio. So I was still living in Worcester, and contacted me and said, how do you like your job? And I said, I don't like my job at all. He said, do you want to go to graduate school in 2 weeks at Miami University of Ohio? So the old boys network was working in the sense that John Yonke, who was chair at Miami of Ohio, called Hank Lois, who was chair at the College of Worcester, who said, do you have a promising student who you think might be interested in going to graduate school? The person who was going to come to work with me got very ill, I think, and had to withdraw at the last minute. I didn't have a car at the time. I remember calling up my parents and saying, would you mind coming to get me and all my stuff and take me to Oxford, Ohio? I'm going to graduate school.